Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, you are listening to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network, The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Radio Show. Today is Sunday. There's a lot of different things going on. It's the last Sunday, believe it or not, for the month of August. We're getting closer and closer to the campaign trails and other things going on. But this past week, we had a lot of different things going on, you know, about the mugshot and the rest and everything else. The show of the Communist versus Freedoms, we'll get into all of that. But we also had a lot of other things going on this week. On Wednesday, we lost, I don't know how many people are listening, so wrestling nuts, big-time wrestling fans. But we lost one of the wrestling greats in Terry Funk. Terry Funk was the original hardcore wrestler. And he's basically one of the beginners of ECW with Paul Heyman, Paulie Dangerous, Paul Heyman, and others. Of course, he went to WCW and WWE. Never made it to AEW, but we lost him. He was 71 years old. Friday, I believe, or Thursday, we lost Bray Wyatt, Wyndham, three generation wrestler. He had COVID early in the year, early part of the year, late last year, early part of this year, and recovered from that. He ended up having a massive heart attack and died. He was 36 years old. Bray Wyatt was a genius in graphics and art and story time and everything else. And, you know, the Breyer family and all that. Now, two out of the three main characters of the Wyatt family now passed on at a young age. Bray was recovering. He was doing good. In fact, he was just on about a month and a half ago with The Undertaker, where The Undertaker passed the torch to Bray Wyatt with this guy, L.A. character in there. But anyway, so those two passed away, and they're heroes. And then yesterday, Bob Barker from The Price is Right passed away at 99 years old. We lost an icon in the entertainment field. But also, we did lose somebody that Scarlett and I knew personally this week on Thursday. He had supposedly a long illness, but this guy was a friend. Then he was a friend because he walked away because I did not want to commit felonies in with his thing. And he had a lot of heat. The more heat and the more anger and the more damage that he was doing to his wife and to others, it goes against my principles. And a lot of things we tried to get him off on, every time we got close to a conclusion, he does something stupid and causes things to be delayed over and over again. And he never listened. He never listened to anybody. So we walked away, and because we walked away, he had a lot of vengeance in his heart, a lot of heat, and he wanted to, he didn't care about anything but retribution and what can he get for different things and get even and all. And he's just, that's the type of person he is for all, most of his life, full of heat and full of anger and stuff. This guy has some mental health issues, and we're going to talk about mental health a little bit because there's things that happened in the last 24 hours concerning mental health that we need to do, because we have a very big mental health crisis in this country, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But he had mental health issues. He was violent in age. He's bipolar. He attempted killing his sister, attempted killing his brothers, and other stuff over the years. He's been in and out of institutions, stuff like that. And he was under a lot of type of different meds. But this guy actually sent Prozac and some other stuff to George Herbert Walker Bush because he didn't like him. And Secret Service knocking on his door. But And all kinds of different things. But, he created a lot of stuff. He's violent in nature, domestic violence and things of that nature. But we were trying desperately to try and change character for him over the years. He never really listened. One of the great songs that you could use for him is Doing It My Way, because it's either his way or no way. And that's what he's been doing all his life. And he just don't want to listen. Doctors told him to do exercise to live longer. Nope. Doctors told him to walk. No. Doctors told him to stop drinking Coke. No. Doctors told him, and his so-called good friend told him not to eat McDonald's and not all the fraps and all the other high sugar stuff. No. In fact, I was there when she said to him that if you next time I catch you while doing that, I'm going to pick you up and throw you through the window. And don't forget, he's about 400 pounds and she's 5'5", 105 pounds if you want to do that. She couldn't do it, but I could, because I did, actually, back in the courthouse. But the point is, I walked away from him because I did not want to be participating in what I knew was a fraud at the time to try and get out of a legal system. He needed now. His foot doctor wanted to put him on hospice care 3-4 years ago. He wasn't qualified, and his primary doctor said that he didn't want to go along. He had to fight and all that stuff again. And he wasn't, but the last year or so, yeah, he did qualify then because his health started to deteriorate. But his own reasoning, he did it to himself. He could have survived. He could have done a lot of different things if he really wanted to. But a lot of it has to do with mental health. So anyway, he passed away this Thursday. A lot of his so-called enemies, which he created, a happy day did. It's kind of sick, because I knew him for over 10 years, probably 13 years. He did introduce me to Jennifer, which, you know, everybody knows what I feel about her. And so he did that. He did one good thing with that. But the other stuff, you know, but the bottom line is that he refused to listen, and he thought he could do it his way, and he thought he was always right 100% of the time. I walked on that, because if you can't, with all the work that we did to try and get him out of a situation, which I want to tell you something, both parties in that case were guilty. And I want to say this out loud. Linda Mandola is guilty for the crime she did. She's not innocent. She's got mental health issues. And she needs a lot of therapy. Again, last night, I told her she needs to get herself examined physically and psychologically. She needs a lot of help. It was a tit for tat, yes. It was one-on-one, yes. But when the person knows that the problem with this guy is that he knew she had mental health issues, and he still continued to attack. So he says he's guilty, and she is, in fact, he probably is more. And there was no, and this case should never have gone into the courts. It should have been done through the people in that condo association to separate the two, and would have ended that way. But it didn't. So it dragged on. And it's a lose-lose situation. There's nobody's going to win out of that. And that's how it ended. But we have a major, major problem with that. Now that he passed on, and this is the bone I'm going to pick, this is the time where you should sit down. All the hate is dead, literally. All the hate that's coming out of both sides is dead. Why don't we start learning how to forgive a person and start moving forward in life? Why don't we close that door and open up a door where people can actually unite everybody together for a purpose of moving forward in life? You know, you can honor him, you can do anything you want to do, but it's gone. It's a new beginnings. It's an end of one chapter in a person's life and new beginnings. So you got a his wife, who needs a lot of therapy right now, because she too has mental issues, and she's been depending on him to dictate to her all the last several years. After her mother was killed, she attached to him as security, and he was controlling her, and he took over the house and everything else. She didn't like it at the beginning, but she broke it down. Now, because of that, she needs therapy. She needs to rebuild her self-esteem and self-confidence and everything. And also, the other woman that's in her life, Jennifer, needs to move on. She's a single mom, and she needs to start moving forward and meeting new people, people that are actually uplifting and have a character to help support her and her son. Who is starting to walk and do different things. She needs a different environment. She's now you got rid of one bad character. She's still got other bad characters to get rid of. But in time, that will help. But his wife, this one here, this guy's wife, I want to say his name, Ron Siegel, who passed away, his wife, Brenda, needs a lot of therapy. A lot of people need to come together and uplift her. Not negatives and all the other stuff. What they should do, and this is where I'm going after Mark Solomon over, because he's an asshole, he needs to turn around and eliminate the hate. This is the time, Mark, for you to end the hate that Ron Siegel has done over the years. Open up the door, allow the heart, let good things come in, and do things right, and unite. And say, you know, let's move forward in life. Let's have a positive reinforcement for Brenda, for Jenny, and for others that surround her. Don't forget, this guy's done a lot of damage to a lot of different people. Let's end that damage, Steph. Keep it going. End it and start having a positive reinforcement. Open up the field, whether it's Monday or Friday or whatever it is, open up the fields for everyone to go and celebrate, to celebrate life in general, and start building up people's character and security and self-esteem and confidence in each other, and start working in that, because you're dealing with mental health issues, which needs a lot of positive reinforcement and to uplift a person and move it forward. Not bringing, not hold on to the grill. Don't forget, this is the guy, Ron Siegler, promised to control Brenda and Jenny and others from the grave. Don't allow him to do that. It's time for her, it's time for that chain of slavery, because that's what it is, to end and start moving forward in life. It's time to forgive and forget and move forward. It's time to start loving thy neighbor, get the psychological and physical help that is needed so Brenda and Jenny and others can build a life and move forward in life. Yes, don't forget, Ron, because all of the years have been there, but at the same time, realize it's an end of a chapter, and you're writing a whole new book. It's a new life and new beginnings. And let's take it and move forward in a positive manner. That's what I'm trying to say. And yes, we do have mental health problems in this country. We have, and a prime example is what happened yesterday in Jacksonville. And there was a guy, kid basically, walked into a dollar store in Jacksonville, in a fairly predominantly black neighborhood, and killed three people and then killed himself. But this guy came out of the Promise Program. Okay, remember that? Nicholas Cruz, Promise Program. This is a program that was designed by Obama and Arne Duncan and others, including Robert Runcie down here and others, out of Chicago. And some place they call it differently than others, but it's still the Promise Program by design. And where they take people who have problems, criminal backgrounds, and lower it from a felony down to a misdemeanor so they can keep it in-house, so they can save money and to receive other monies and lower the statistics on crime. But instead, what this guy is, back in 2016, this guy had a problem, have family dispute, have violent tendencies. In 2017, he was Baker-acted, but thanks to a left-wing prosecuting attorney and left-wing judges, he was able to walk around the streets. Because of the Promise Program, all that stuff wasn't on record, so he could buy the gun legally. And because of that, and because he was out on the street, he was able to go and kill the three people. Yes, he was a racist because he deliberately targeted blacks, but the thing is, he had a mental health issue, and every single mass shooting person that pulled the trigger or used the knife had mental health issues. Every single one. Until we start working and expanding mental health and start discussing it around the country and building it, we're always going to have this problem. Now, a positive note. I was talking to a bunch of people that we did when under the Trump administration, we did something with addiction. And with Kelly and Caroline and I and others, we built a website at the White House for addiction, where we have resources and stories and other things so you're not alone and that you're able to talk to people and get the resources to help people with addiction. Of course, Biden soon came off and destroyed it. But I talked to people, including the 12 people I know, Dan and a few others, Scavino, and we got together in the last couple of days through various chats to expand that when we got back to the White House, is to expand that to mental health. And we're going to nickname it or name it after Ron Siegler as a way of a positive message to help others. Since he doesn't want to help anybody in the background because he was full of hate, we're going to turn it into a positive. And we're going to make it, because of all the damage he's done, we're going to change it. And we're going to start improving people's lives and mental health using his name. That's turning a bad thing to a good thing. and improve his legacy as doing something right for a change, even after death. So, Mark Sullivan, if you want to do something good, open up the funeral to all the people that want to pay respect, and start uniting the people around the, all the people that hurt, that he hurt. Let them come together and try and work things out to unite the family, so people like Brendan, Jenny, and us have a life without any hate around anymore. Let's end the hate. Let's end the animosity. Let's hate the retributions and the revenge, and start moving forward. Do it for the little kids. Do it for Logan Ryan. Do it for people like that. And let's see what happens. Anything, Scarlett? Anything you got to add?
No,
Scarlett?
I'm good. What are they calling it? The Ron Ziegler Mental Institute?
Nothing like that. We're working out the name later, but the point is we're going to try and turn a negative person.
He should.
Yeah. You understand?
Should come together for Brenda and for Jenny. Especially
right.
Brenda. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's take everything out away from it. Brenda's heart.
Yes.
Okay?
And
Ron's not there to pull it together for her. And she's all
right,
alone.
Right, because she controls. She relied on him to control things.
So
she lost all her self.
Let's console her. Let's make
right.
her feel that she's a champion. That she has courage. And that she
knows
she
built.
Instead of saying, Ron's not here and I can't do this. Let me think about what Ron would say. What should I do? Turn it into a positive aspect on it. So this way, she'll feel he's there with a positive mode, that he'll give her the answer.
The only difference with that is that I would urge them to eliminate the hate that Ron has.
Right,
Ron is full of hate.
That.
Never have love.
She needs that support. She needs that support bank. Okay? Because Ron was her feed. You understand what I'm
because
saying?
Because she had nothing else. Because everybody walked away.
Right.
That was it.
So until she has a new life going. Right now, she's devastated. He died right in front of her.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, the point...
That's
yeah. The point... Okay. The point
is Mark needs to pull off his bullshit because he's not king shit. Okay?
Right.
And he shows that he's 2 years old by doing this shit. He's not controlling. He wasn't married to her. And I'm going to tell you something. This is bullying. The law is if he does shit and bullying on Brenda, he needs to be arrested and be taken away from her. If he can't join and kumbaya and just say, let's bring it all together, because everybody would like to come pay respects to Brenda. Nobody has a bad thing against Brenda. Nobody.
No.
Okay? She's got a big heart and she's loved. So everybody wants to come and give her a hug and a kiss and hold her and tell her that we love you. And that is what counts. Okay? Everybody wants to do that. Everybody. Okay? And she knows.
It's a way.
We don't care about the past. The past is the past.
Right,
right now is what we're talking about.
Right. And it's the future. This is time to shut one door, close one
right.
door, and start new beginnings.
Right.
And that's what we're
walking
talking about. It's called closure and opening up a new life.
Right. And we don't need
the hate that goes out
no.
from people like that.
No.
We don't need the hate from a Joey Larson. We don't need a hate from all from Spanky and those people. We need people.
I mean, Joey wants a banger. Mark wants to control her. And I think, you know what? I think Heather was hurt that she was told she couldn't come.
It's not that. Mark told a few people that.
But he's a hurtful cunt.
You know, I would have turned around.
But
you know what?
He's
all,
not a leader. He's a follower.
No.
He doesn't know how to generate the lead.
He knows. He's been friends with Ron since high school. He knows that Ron was full of hate and retribution, to anger, and all kinds of different things. This is the time to stop extending that to future generations, eliminate it and turn it around and bring a positive impact. Open it up for people to have positive things to it so you can come back with friends.
Jenny is experiencing the loss.
Yeah. And I knew she was. Well, I was just happy that he didn't die on her birthday, because that would devastate for the rest of her life on her birthday. Or she never stays.
She's dead. A friend of hers.
Yeah, for
23
years. Yeah. But the thing is,
whatever it was or is or wouldn't or could have, should have, whatever, they were still friends.
Yeah.
And you can't take that away.
No. But now all these people that he associated with should be able to accept and move forward and be in a positive manner and have continuous hate.
All of them. They need to
stop the hate.
Natalie and Taylor and all the goose. They need to just
all
be breathless.
All of us got united. Anyway,
let's move on to a new topic. Let's play a song. Get together.
Okay. And then after that, we got a lot of stuff to talk
about. Let's play that in honor of Ron.
Okay.
Love is but a song we sing, see as we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Thank you.
Okay, we should learn how to get together when it comes to that. Anyhow, one of our guests we had on a couple months ago, Lieutenant Colonel Bill Conrad, who's running for U.S. Senate in Nevada. He has a very big event, meet and greet, in Las Vegas. On Saturday, it's September 16th at 6 p.m., and that's 8100 Lavender Court, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89143. This is 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They had it set up, so it's got to be a little like 3 o'clock over there. So that's what that is. And if you're interested, you go talk to Joe Michael or just come over there. It's a big time meet and greet. I guess just check it up on Facebook. Like I said, we had crimes over last weekend. Who's supposed to be one of the safest because of gun bans, the gun laws and stuff. Chicago last weekend, not this weekend, last weekend had 33 people shot and 7 killed, including a couple of children. Gun control don't work. As soon as something happens around the country, the first thing they do is gun control. Because of the guy and that kid in Jacksonville that killed three, they're trying to ban the AR-15. The AR-15 didn't kill the person. The kid did. Mental health issues did. That's what did it. Start working on helping out and expanding and learning about mental health and seeing the signs and knowing how to do it.
Symbolism over substance.
Yes. So that's what that is.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people until they think they just want to make us defenseless. So this way,
what they want.
When they take out Trump, they'll take out us.
That's it. Also, sad news in the Broward Republican Executive Committee. We just got alert that Tom Powers, who is the Breck chair, he is resigning effective immediately because of health issues. He's battling cancer for a couple of years, and the assistant chair, that person, I don't even know who that is taking over temporarily until they get a special election. So that's what that is.
As long as it's not Richard Dinopoli, I don't care.
Neither one. Well, the chairwoman, chairman, they can't be dual stuff. So somebody, they're going to have to do a special election in there. But it's Broward Republican Executive Committee has been problems since I know it. I was in it for a while. I haven't been in it lately. It's crazy stuff with that.
It's corrupt. Mm-hmm. It's so full of a lot of rhinos.
Yep. So the only thing good about Breck is, who should be it? Luck. This guy, Luck. He's really good. He's a Marine. He's really good. He's part of the Young Republicans. I think he should be good as a chair over Broward County chair. He'll be really good at that. I know him pretty well. And even we'll talk about Brenda. She knows him. And Jen also met him once. So that's a big thing there. So they both know what I'm talking about. Now we're going to talk about the big thing. Trump. Oh, by the way, you know how much people in Atlanta love Trump? There's a mirror. You know how they do graffiti artists and everything? Yeah. A graffiti artist? Yeah, a mural.
Mural.
There you go. But anyway, they painted one on Trump really good. I put it on my Facebook page and it's on Twitter and Truth Social. It really, really is good and in honor of Trump. When Trump was left the jail and we're heading back to the airport, and he went to parts of Atlanta, the area of Fulton County, where a lot of blacks were there, and they all ran out knowing that the caravan with him coming, and they were chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. The black community who knows that, who's been attacked and been accused by the by the man, so to speak, meaning cops, knows how to be victimized by them and knows exactly how what's going on with Trump, and they're coming in and supporting Trump tremendously. The communists, I don't call them Democrats anymore, they're communists, pure and simple. It backfired. Their plan is hurting them. They should quit while they're behind, because they already lost 2024, and they could lose every single election from here, from all over the country, if they continue down the line. The American people got it. He's a the black community.
They lost Hawaii.
The black community itself is rising up and supporting of Trump, because they know how it feels to be victimized by the cops, by law enforcement, and they coalesce behind them, and that's a big thing. Trump, meanwhile, raised $7.5 million from the time he got indicted to that, from that mugshot till yesterday. He ended up raising $7.5 million and growing. That interview with
little money,
$10, $15, $20, $25 donations.
It's not big donors. These are little donors, the $5, $10, and $15 donations.
And yeah, when I call up working with the RNC, it's been going on for the last few days, but it's been going on for this past year. Biggest thing is I'm not supporting RNC, I'm supporting Trump, and it's almost to the letter. One of my coaches asked me point blank, "What anybody mentioned candidates?" I say, "Yeah, 95% of the time they mention candidates, Trump, who they're supporting." And that's what it is. Trump actually sets up in an interview with Greg Kelly. And then again with Tucker Carlson said the same thing, asked about the question about the RNC, and he actually praised Daniel Rona. He said that she got him the victory in Michigan back in 2016, and she's been doing pretty good for him, but, you know, things need to work things around. He did not attack her. He actually gave us some kudos and some, and did not say anything bad. So that, I got a feeling that there's a deal in place between the two in the long time. So we'll see, but the thing is, the Tucker Carlson interview, it's over $300 million as of about an hour ago. So the American people know the truth. There's only 340 million people in this country. And if you got 300 million people viewing it, even if you take some for duplicates, you're still talking about 240, 250, 260. That's three quarters. That's pretty much close to three quarters of the country supporting Trump. You cannot, nobody can beat him at all. And the number of people are now saying that Biden is going to resign in disgrace in the next few weeks and months ahead as we're getting closer to indictments and impeachment trial dates.
They're setting up for Kamala to be president.
Kamala already said that Kamala basically resigned. She gave notice already because Biden.
Obama's going to be the VP.
Michelle Obama's
been indicted. Obama controls this whole
book. Obama and Michelle and Barack Obama has been indicted for the first degree murder of that chef, that cook.
And is he going to stop them?
But that's a criminal charge. He can't run, and they know it, and they already told him he can't run for that. And he knows he's not running.
What's the difference between Trump and them?
Because Trump didn't commit a crime. It's a civil thing, basically. He did not kill anybody. Obama did. At least that's what the charge is.
Can we prove it? Or it's all
well, we'll find out in trial. But the trial won't be till after the election, so he couldn't run anyway. Either way, it's done. What they're setting up is what's looking at is Gavin Newsom, but Gavin Newsom has his own problems because of the crimes and stuff and the businesses are going out.
They'll put Fannie Willis in.
Yeah, Fannie Willis. Fannie Willis being defunded, and she's going. She wants to. She wants to do something like that.
Hillary. They'll put Hillary in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling you, these people have no shame. They have, you know what I mean? They have no scruples. They have no integrity. They have no respect. So, you watch. You'll see. Don't underestimate the villains.
No, we're not. We're not.
Can we hear another song?
We only got a few more minutes. What do you want to hear?
Let's hear Rocky.
Rocky theme?
Yeah.
Live from Wembley Stadium in the UK, here are some of the results of AEW's All Out. I tell you, there was 81,000 ticket holders in Wembley Stadium, total crowd of over 90,000 people. It was the biggest or largest crowd in the history of Wembley Stadium for any sports entertainment program or idea that includes WWE or anything else. This is AEW broke all records, and they announced they will be back this time next year. Now, MJF beat Adam Cole, and they had to extend it because it was initially called a draw, and they extended to get a winner. Adam Cole and MJF won the ROH Ring of Honor tag team belts with MJF using the kangaroo kick. You know, it was a double clothesline. It was the kangaroo kick, which is how you got to watch. It's funny. They're very funny. They work close. I know. He exploded.
He really has been working out.
Yeah. And the thing is, they were close. They were good together between Adam Cole and MJF.
They did a nice team.
Yeah. And MJF personality is really good. Lex Hall, he came in as the king on a drone and everything else. It's really good. Chris Jericho.
What do you think about a team of MJF and The Miz?
No.
Why?
MJF's better than The Miz. I think MJF is a better mic person than The Miz. Miz is good, but I think MJF is better. I think, MJF is only in the 20s. The Miz is like in the late 30s, 40s. We don't know how long he's got. And it got Saraya, formerly known as Paige, won the AEW Women's title. And Hook won FTW from Jack Perry, used to be Jungle Boy. Chris Jericho lost to Ospreay, but Jericho came out with the band, with his band, played Judas, and he sang the song, and they were playing it. He actually, as he came to the ring, he was singing the song on the mic, so that was really good. The FTR won the tag team thing. Billy Gunn and the Acclaim won the Trios Championship. It was a really good match. It was like 10 matches and stuff. I'll urge everyone to go and watch Wednesday at 8 o'clock on TNT, I believe, or TBS, one of those two, and for AEW. So it's a big thing there.
Did Moxley win?
Yes, Moxley won. Okay. And so did Orange Cassidy in their thing.
Good. I'm glad. Excellent.
It was really good. You can see some of it on YouTube or some of the things they got. It's really good.
How much does a pay-per-view cost?
$40, $50. They're doing another one in Chicago next Sunday. AEW out of Chicago and Fallout.
Is that Rampage or Collision or Dynamite?
No, it's just a regular Fallout, I believe his name is. But it's in the Chicago, yes. What's his name? He's going to wrestle for the TBS title. That's the other one that you like.
What happened to Lord Steven Regal?
He was hurt, and I think he went to the back room, and I think he's in the back somewhere and doing things.
Hey, Hook. Hold it. Hook beat...
Jack Perry.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jack Perry. By the way, Jungle Boy attacked CM Punk and CM Punk knocked him out. So they're setting something up there in the back. So we'll see where that goes.
CM Punk beat who? What was his name?
Beat Samoa Joe.
Yeah, he's not my most favorite wrestler.
Yeah, so, but what's unique is that over 90,000 people at Wembley Stadium, that's really good.
It's a lot of people. UK likes wrestling.
Yeah. A lot of British wrestlers and stuff. Will Ospreay's one.
Was the king and the queen's consortium?
I don't know. I think so, but I'm not sure. I think all the royalty probably was there. Also was there was Sasha Banks. I can't think of her real name. She was there. She's going to be AEW in a few weeks. Bray Wyatt's brother, the late Bray Wyatt's brother, is signed into AEW. But I think they delayed because of the death of Bray. Meanwhile, football season starts on Thursday is the first game of the regular season.
When we do our, when do you do the picks and everything?
So what you're doing, your picks you can start tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, is that very in to do?
Yeah, no, not really. It depends. We'll see what's set up. Meanwhile, I got all but one fantasy team is set up. One team left, and that'll be in a couple of days. So, and then we'll all set up with everything for Thursday on. You know, in 3 days, the other two get
some. Always pick the teams, and we always won. So, same thing. This is Scarlett Butler telling everybody I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see how the events proceed. Hey, it's coming. The impeachment's coming. I'm waiting.
Yep.
So when they're coming back, and it's going to be happening. We get rid of the goof. This is Scarlett saying good night, everybody, and have a great night, and God bless you, and God bless everyone. Bye.
Also, don't forget, people, Wednesday evening, the other thing we got to watch out for is a possible hurricane coming up the coast on the west side, which means that we may or may not, depending how close it comes to the coast, to the west coast of Florida, if we're going to get how big it is, how much it expands, what kind of weather we're going to get here. Right now, they're looking at the category coming when it passes our location, because I'm on the east coast of Florida, in South Florida. If it's a Category 1 hurricane, we'll get some. If it's a Category 2 or 3 as it moves up, we'll get a lot. That will determine Wednesday also because it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday timeline. It's slowing. It's moving to the northeast at 3 miles an hour as of a couple hours ago, waiting for the 8 o'clock reading, and that will tell us something. But right now it hasn't come through yet. But we're waiting. So that's a big thing there. One of the things one of the quick questions, why haven't they released the trans mass shooting in Nashville, their manifesto? Maybe because it's politically not correct for that end. Not this guy, but the Jacksonville, but the others, the last several mass shootings, all transvestites or transgender or whatever you want to call them. That's also what I mean by mental health issue. But anyway, I want to thank everybody listening to us. There was a couple of people that came in and out of the chat room and all millions of listeners from around the world. Again, we'll continue to expose the fight for truth, justice, the American way, so to speak. We're going to fight for our Constitution, our freedoms. We're not going to shut up. It's the communists versus freedom fighters. This election come in 2024. This could be the last election. There's a book out there called The Final Election. We have to, as Americans, to stand up and be counted. We cannot allow the communists to take over totally and everything else. Right now they're trying the deep state, the cabal, the communists, formerly known as Democrats. They do not like this country. They hate everything about this country, every single one of them. And we have to stop the hate. We have to fight for our freedom. This is what our founding fathers warned us about. When Ben Franklin told that woman, when they asked what type of country we have, he told her that we have a constitutional republic, we can keep it. That constitutional republic is being attacked and under attack right now. Our constitution is being shredded by the left, by the progressive, by the communists, by what was known as Democrats. They hate everything about this country. They don't want to close the borders. They want to secure the borders. They want to care. They love criminals. They don't want law enforcement. It's right from wrong. There's no bias, morals, respect. That's why when I started the show, I talked about turning heat to a positive. Let's do that. We can start in this little thing here. And get one last word before we end the show. Mark Sullivan, open up the fuel. Let's stop his heat and start doing a positive movement and start uniting people instead of following what he's, because all he's doing, he's not protecting Brenda, he's not protecting Jenny, he's just continuous hate. Let's open up everything and let people start communicating with each other and start knowing what care and love and honesty and positive reinforcement is all about and build people's lives up. Anyway, good night, everyone. See you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network, on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of People Radio Show, Block Talk Radio. Calling up again, 515-602-9657. Our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. And let's again, fight for this country. We cannot sit back and be idle. Fight. This is the greatest nation on earth. We cannot lose it.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the